I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Our guest is Sharon Isbin. She's a guitarist, a teacher, an author, and her new CD is called Journey to the New World. Sharon, thanks very much for talking with us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, your biography lists spare time activities like jungle trekking, motorcycle touring, cross-country skiing, snorkeling, backpacking. It strikes me that you're hobbies are kind of a metaphor for the questing variety of your own career as an artist, and really is this new CD as well.
Well, that's a very thoughtful comment. I thought you were going to say, I'm surprised that you're still alive after all that. But I love traveling, and this particular album, Journey to the New World, with Joan Baez and Mark O'Connor, is really an evocation and exploration of the evolution of folk music in America, starting with the British Isles in Old England from the 16th century and up through our time.
You begin with some pieces that were originally played by lute players in England.
Yes, these are lute duets, which I perform both parts with myself. And you hear music of John Dowland, who was considered the pop music composer of his time, and a lovely version of Greensleeves by John Johnson, the Nightingale, Le Rossignol, that is evocative of the bird calls and the romance and wooing of the troubadours of that time, and Drury's Accord. So in all of these pieces, I'm able to play with the sense of color and the different palettes of sound, from the ponticello by the bridge, which creates this metallic sound, to the very dolce, sweet, caressing softness up by the fingerboard.
One of the central parts of your new album is the Joan Baez Suite. How did you encounter Joan's music?
I grew up listening to her, and she was certainly one of my great folk and musical icons. And I had the idea of this suite after John Dwart had written Appalachian Dreams for me, which was inspired by music from that mountain range in the Americas. I said, would you do something similar in a creative arrangement based on songs that Joan Baez sang? So he said yes. She gave it her blessing, and when she heard the suite, she offered to sing on the album.
So you have a duet with Joan Baez on two songs.
That's right. The Go Away From My Window and the very haunting Wayfaring Stranger that, I don't know, just it brings tears to my eyes whenever I hear her sing it.
I'm only going over Jordan. Only going over home.
The final part of the new CD is the Strings and Thread Suite, and this finds you in a duo with violinist Mark O'Connor. Mark had originally written these for solo violin. We have really here, a journey within a journey, because this is Mark's journey within your journey.
Right. And one of the things that really made me feel so good was when we did the premiere of this in November of 2007, and after which it was so exciting, I said, Mark, we got to go into the studio and record this and add this to my record. It's just perfect. He said to me that this version for guitar and violin is really the best incarnation of his music, and he said it fits it so perfectly. So, and it makes sense because the guitar has figured so much in the evolution of a lot of the styles of music expressed in the suite, from blues to ragtime to swing to the jigs to the waltzes. So you hear all of this in a chronological journey in the 13 movements from the 13 colonies where his Irish family once settled, and before they migrated west, and you can really follow the development of folk violin playing in America through this music.
We've been talking with Sharon Isbin about her new CD, Journey to the New World. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.